I'm serious. It's a time machine. Look, I'll prove it. Come in here and find out for yourself. Yeah, bigger on the inside, yes. You're amazed, I know. Pick your jaw up off the floor, it gets better. This ship, my ship, can go anywhere. Anywhere in time and space. So, ask yourself, what have you always wanted to see? What have you always wanted to experience? And while you think about that, you've got to admit, don't you, that it's better than, what was his name? Offering to take you out to lunch in his BMW. I mean, isn't it? All right, you have questions. Go on, ask them. Alien? Yes, I am. Give me a hand. Feel there. And there. Two hearts. Alien, what's next? Probe you. Maybe later. A very old friend used to tell me I should take things a little more slowly. So maybe probing isn't exactly first date material? Proof? Oh, alright, let me show you proof then. Honestly, I think, you know, my word would be good enough, but apparently not. Oh, dear me. So, there. Outside those doors is Imperial Rome. We're in the city itself, the Eternal City. It's mid-evening, and the Emperor Nero is having a garden party. If I remember correctly, he's using Christians as candles. Actually, he might be using live Christians as candles. I can't remember. Do you fancy going to check? Bit much? Bit much. Alright, how about... let's see, somewhere a bit closer to home, a bit closer to your century, perhaps? How about here? Right. Chicago, North Clark Street, 1929. We could pop out, grab a drink at a speakeasy, listen to some jazz, and in the early hours of tomorrow morning, be eyewitnesses to the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. No? Thought not. How about somewhere a bit more exotic, a bit nicer, perhaps? A little bit more upmarket? Yes, upmarket. That's what we want. Okay, here. France. Paris. Well, Versailles, in fact. If I've timed this right, we've arrived a few weeks before the French Revolution. Shall we go and drink champagne with Marie Antoinette? Would you like to see the setting of the Sun King? Of course, if I've got this wrong, then Marie's pretty little head is already in a basket at the foot of Madame Guillotine. And Paris is in the grip of the Terror. We could rescue some aristocrats from their date with the aforesaid Madame Guillotine. I like saying that. They tend to be awfully grateful, if you know what I mean. No? No? You really are picky, aren't you? Right. The future, then. I don't mind you being selective. It's the indecisiveness that I've got a problem with. So, let's see. There. How about here? Yeah, here. The planet Pelness. Famous for psychic speed dating. You and several other singles sit in a room with a powerful telepath who shares the most erotic experience you've ever had with the rest of the group. It's quite an evening, usually. But, you've got to be careful. Some species' idea of erotic is very far removed from what humans might consider erotic. Still, travel is supposed to broaden the mind, isn't it? So come on. Past, present, future, pick a period, pick a fleshpot. Hey, how about this? Pick a perversion and we can go and indulge it. For as long as you want. Because, don't forget, time machine. We can be gone weeks, and I can still have you home for work in the morning. Why is this so difficult for you? You know, my ship here is telepathic. I could just plug you into it, and the ship would take us to wherever your libido desires. But Well, since you're so conflicted, maybe I should take a look for myself. It won't hurt. Much. Well, yes, of course I'm a telepath. A bit. I'm alien, remember? No, no. Don't struggle. Or, you know, do. It won't matter. I just need to touch your head here and here and... contact. Let's just have a little look around, shall we? Oh, what's this? It's a little montage of teenage fumbling. And over here, what's that one? Let's have a little poke, shall we? Oh, it's a very unsatisfactory encounter in a car. Still a virgin at this point, poor thing. He really wasn't much good, was he? What's that then? Oh, good. You discovered masturbation. Well, at least you got that far. That's quite a decent collection of toys. It's a bit extensive, to be honest. What about this? Oh, good. Sex at last. Hooray! Although, it really wasn't what you hoped for, was it? Is that it? Really? Can't be. What if I take a look over here? Well, hello. What's all this locked away? What is it you've buried in here? Because if you're hiding it, I really want to see it. So, open up. Well, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised. You, legs spread, skirt up around your hips, panties pulled to the side, looking at... Who is it you're looking at with such hunger? Let's just change the perspective a little. Me. Well, that's sudden. You've been here all of 5 minutes and already you're imagining yourself on display in front of me, panty-soaked and cunt-needy, desperate for the intoxicating stranger to give you the fuck of a lifetime. What makes you think I'm interested? Look, I'm a Time Lord from a race billions of years older than yours, technologically advanced to the point of godhood. Thinking about you in any sexual manner is icky. It's nasty. Like you might feel if I asked you to fuck a... What is it? What are they called? Oh, yes. A chimpanzee. You wretched little human and your wretched little human reproductive system just isn't my idea of a good time. I should be insulted. In fact, I think I am. You know what you deserve? I think what you need is a good, hard... You know what? That was... fun. Let's do that again. Oh. Oh, yes. You know, I can't decide whether it's the tingle I get from the impact of my palm with your cheek, or whether it's the look of pain and betrayal on your face when I slap you that feels best. Well... all of the above. I know you're shocked and surprised. The thing is, I know all about you. I know what you've been doing. Trying to attract the attention of that mysterious wonder in time and space known only as the Doctor. Do you want to see the lengths I went to in order to ensure I got you? Come here. No. Don't flinch. Well, look at that. I found a use for all that hair. Walk with me. I made you something. I know how much you humans like to be around friends and family when you travel. So to keep you connected, I made you this. It's a doll's house. Yes. Yes, if you like, open it up. Look. There's your mother. in the kitchen and upstairs in the bedroom, that's your dad. And the family pet asleep in the hall, and your little sister in front of the television. Accurate, aren't they? Oh, and outside, here's the man who wanted to date you, the other one you thought you might like to spend the evening with, complete with his car. Take a look. Take a long, hard look. Get your face right in there and look. Ooh. Oh, hello. I found something else that wobbles. I knew it had to be for more than just sitting on. So, you never need to be without your family. You can come and see them anytime you want. You look worried and aroused, even more so than earlier. Oh, you enjoyed the hand on the buttocks, did you? Is that so? There are a few other bits of you that wobble when you move. Why don't we... No. Oh, stop fussing. No, we can come back to the little diorama later. Come here. Here! I don't have to put up with this if I don't want to, but I must admit, I'm very much enjoying your attempt at resistance. Another handful of hair and a quick... And off we go. Of course you can cry if you want. Don't be brave on my account. I like it when you leak. What? Actually, one moment. Always wondered this. Salty. Well, I suppose I should have guessed, really. Salty and a little bit... ashamed. Mind you, they're very Moorish. You can't stop at just one, can you? Later, though. Later. For now... more flesh, I think. Ah, just look at these. Do you think they'll get any more reactive if they get hurt? Shall we, find out. They do move so prettily, these breasts of yours. I like what impact does to them. And these nipples, are they sensitive too? They look it. Let's see. What to do? Oh, I know. Fun to grab. More fun to pinch. And white. Sorry. I suppose it's rude to talk with my mouth full. Still. I suppose there are other bits of you that are sensitive. I can think of one in particular. So, human, you wanted to expose yourself, and here's your chance. Come on, just like you imagined, back to the console and thighs apart. You can get rid of the, don't worry, let me do it. I'll just skirt up. Just pardon the knife. I had one in my pocket for reasons. Not that I can remember them now, of course, but when doesn't a knife come in handy? The universe is practically stuffed with things waiting to be cut. And look at you all bare. No, don't cover yourself up. Up with that skirt, you wretched human slut. Do as you... That's better. That's a good little slut. Finally. It's a good word, slut. One of your better ones. Odd that you should think of yourself that way, but it will absolutely do as your new name. Spread those thighs. That's better. Now, there's a little bit of you that I'm going to stimulate. I heard all about it. Always wanted to see what happens if we take the randomness out of the process. No fingers for you. Not without my gloves on, anyway. Ew. But anyway, here. See this? Sonic screwdriver. Like it? Doesn't matter if you do or don't. Lean forward. Feel that? On your cheek? Like it? Thought so. Lean back and keep those thighs apart. Yeah. No, we're not vibrating anything. This is all about resonance, and resonance is far more effective. There, sounds good. And now, I touch the tip of this to your soon-to-be poor little clitoris, and
don't wriggle. Don't wriggle. I know you want to, but I want you to stay still. Keep still. You're going to stay still while the resonance bounces around your body. Look at what it's doing to your nipples. Oh, I could hang things off those. Delightful. So very hard and pointy. Look. If I just, I can only imagine how your cunt feels at the moment. Well, I could find out, couldn't I? Well, I've been in your head once today, and it's oppressively cramped in there. I'm not going back in unless I have to. Do you need something to bite on? Or you're making all sorts of whimpering noises here. Your panties will, open up. Open. Better. Now, bite on these. No one's been in them but you. Good. Now, where were we? Ooh, yes. Resonating. Look at me, slut. Look at me. In the eyes. Better. I love how worried you look. You don't want to be doing this, do you? You're starting to realise what a terrible mistake you've made. Did you think it would go like this? Track down the man of your dreams, land a trip in his wonderful machine, and then all of a sudden you look down and find yourself standing in the wreckage of your own clothing with your cunt in torment, wondering how it went so deliciously wrong. Torn between choices. To come or not to come, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to not give the cruel man with the sonic device on your clit the satisfaction of seeing you orgasm, or give in to that building sensation and just let your humiliation be complete. Well, as I said to Shakespeare at the time, just get on with it. You know you don't have a choice. Everything has been leading up to this. All your choices have walked you right in here to be my plaything. Know why? Time machine. It's so easy to make arrangements when you can go back and try again and again. And oh, look. You decided to enjoy it, have you? I can see you grinding against this sonic screwdriver of mine. Whether you want to or not, you're going to orgasm. And right here, right on the edge of letting go. Let's lay it out for you, shall we? What? You need to speak. All right, might be amusing. Let's take the gag out. That's it. Spit. And? You're right. The doctor would never do this. But that's not my name. After all, the doctor would never have visited your family with a tissue compression device and turned them all into tiny dolls, just so you never have a reason to go home. That was them in the doll's house. I know. I figured you'd be wanting me to meet your parents and your family, so I got it out of the way, and there they are, perfectly stored forever. You'll thank me in the end. And no, you're right, the doctor would never have stripped you, slapped you, and done everything but fuck you. Because he's boring. But he can't resist an Earth Girl, and I'm starting to see what all the fuss is about. So come for me, slut. Give in. Because if you know anything at all, you know who I am. I am the master. And you will obey me.